Would you ever, what about a child who's lost his parents? It'd be a what? A child that lost his parents.
I wouldn't know that, I don't think.
You know what an orphan was?
Orphan.
Okay.
Well, see, my boy's adopted. I don't know if I told you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We got him at 3 years old.
He was a, before you bought the guy, he was?
He was born on Thursday, we got him on Saturday.
Good grief. Why, how so quickly?
Well, we knew he was going to get him. It was a lady, a young girl that was pregnant. That's what the doctor told us. And that's how we go about it. We don't know who the lady was. We never did that. And her old boyfriend came back to her, and the old boyfriend told her she'd give the child away. And we had asked the doctor if he could find us a child to be adopted, because we had gone through agencies and we couldn't get any. And then I was getting close to 35, you see, and they always tell you that you have to wait 2 years before you adopt. And that'll put me 37, and they said I was too old. So I talked to my doctor, you know, he had adopted some children. And I talked to him. In fact, I asked him one morning. Her mama was very sick, and we was in the hospital, and she was by her mama's bed, and I was sitting in the hall, and it was snowing outside, believe it or not. but it was a bad day, so that's why I had gone, in case something, you know, happened to my, I didn't want my wife to drop back and forth at night, but we were staying all night, wish we did. But she was very sick, so that's the reason I had gone, too. And he passed about 2 a.m. in the morning, and I said, Doc, I said, how's your child doing, is he? He said, fine. And I said, well, T.J., I said, well, don't you adopt one? Like, he said, why don't you get one? And I said, well, hell, why in the hell don't you give me one? So a little while after he came back, he was going in the operating room. So a little while after he came back on, he said, come see the operating room. So we sat in the operating table and shot the bullet. He said, what you told me a while ago, he said, you met him. I said, deep down in my heart, I sure did. So that's when he got a nurse and he left to go take my wife's place, and he called my wife in the operating room. So we sat on the table and we said, dude, we told him how many letters we had written and a couple of adoption notices and all, and they just ignored us in one way. I would say they ignored us, not in the sense that they didn't write to us back, you know, kept letters going, but they always played it as if you read in between the lines, they were saying, tough luck, you're too old. You know, not in that sense, but they were saying that. So I told him, I said, why don't you get us one? So one day he called my wife and he told us we could meet him about 7 o'clock in his office, and he told him, yeah. So we met him after he finished his work, and so we sat in his office, you know, in a easy chair there. So he told us that he had found that girl, you see. And he said, I think that the child would be appropriate to y'all, you know. I mean, he knew both sides, you see. And I think she was 3 months pregnant, 4 or 5 months pregnant. So we told him, okay. I told him, just take care of her, give all the medicine she wanted on my bill, you see. And I was going to pay the hospital. So I paid the hospital and all the bills that she. In other words, when he gave her medicine, he wouldn't give her medicine, a prescription, he'd give her the medicine. He'd make her go to a drugstore, and he called the drugstore for that type of medicine. And then he put it on my bill. And then when he was born, he called my wife before he slapped the baby, and he made the baby cry on the phone when he slapped. And then he told us not to go until he called us back.
You mean he had a phone right there?
Yeah. Oh, he's a character. He's tall like you, Dr. Powell. He's tall about like you. He's getting humped back. He stoops too much on the operating table. He's a surgeon.